tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, what? We just missing the lights flickering now. You know what I'm saying? Get on. Luna, she ready. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, you know, you are tuned in to the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. You guys, we have a full panel today.
Yay.
It's been two, it's been three, now it's four. Over to my left, we have the newbie. We have Miss Emily. What's going on,
what
girl?
And that was real.
Welcome, Emily.
Where can they find you, Emily?
They can find me at Emily Crotal on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.
There you go. And right over there, we got Miss Relationship Advice, Miss Trinita. What up, girl?
Hey, what's up? You guys can reach me on Instagram and Twitter at your girl Trine.
And over there, all the way at the end, we have the awesome Miss Goody Girl.
Oh, wow, Neil.
You like that?
I love that.
You like that?
Hello, guys. You can follow me on Twitter at Kanika Lol. And should we say who we all are today?
Yes. Okay, today I am Josh Chan.
And I am Rebecca.
Today I'm Paula.
And I'm the neighbor Heather.
Heather.
You guys remember her, right, with pink hair?
There we go.
All right, guys.
We are in character today.
Yes, right.
This is my first Thanksgiving with Josh. My first Thanksgiving with Josh. I want your initial thoughts first about this episode and what you thought, because I have a lot of thoughts because they made history last night. So let's go down to whoever wants to start first. What you guys think?
Dude, I just love, like, I was like, this is my sexy getting ready song for Josh because I'm going to look all good.
I would just say Valencia looked like a total slut. You don't come to Thanksgiving dress in a club dress.
That was not
there. Are children there.
I think Rebecca, I loved her outfit. I loved her approach. And I hope that her and the mom team up.
Yes. So. That is Miss Amy Hill. She's been out in the TV world forever, y'all. She's played every sort of Asian.
Do you remember her on That's So Raven?
I do.
Anybody? She was the sassy.
Miss DePaula.
Yeah,
that's right.
Shout out to you, Raven. Whoa. That's So Raven. Yeah, yes. Man. She was always sassy.
Yes. I apologize in advance if my hands go flailing.
Oh, yeah. Mine might too now.
Let's get it.
Right. I liked this episode. I was just going to say I liked it because we got a lot more. I thought we would meet Rebecca's family a little bit more, but we got more just family dynamics, including Greg's father, which was really interesting. So it's going to be good to dive into that.
Exactly. I love seeing the backstories of everything.
Yeah.
But I liked that the first time, I think this is the first time ever in TV, American TV comedy history, that they featured a Filipino-American family.
There you go.
That was pretty cool.
You know? I'm happy. I'm super happy.
And we got the introduction of a certain type of dish, which I never knew about.
Yes,
so.
That's called dinuguan. I don't really care for it, but a lot of people do. You know what I mean?
Is it because it makes you go to the bathroom really bad?
A lot of Filipino food makes you go to the bathroom real bad.
Heavy.
It's heavy. Trine, okay.
It's heavy.
Talk about your grandma's food.
I love lumpia. She didn't make any lumpia, but it's her tradition in the Filipino culture.
Wow.
Lumpia. My grandma only makes it 2-3 times a year, but
it's a lot of rolling and it's a, you know, it's a little tedious and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
But Filipino food is really heavy.
You're talking to an Indian right here.
So you know, well, yeah.
I'm just like burgers and fries. I'll just eat that for breakfast.
Straight to the toilet, though.
Yeah, straight to the toilet.
That's what she
you gotta got take those tums after. You gotta take those tums.
I loved Paula's play in this episode.
Oh my god,
she was amazing.
007
She's like,
March.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. This is my secret mission. We're just gonna go to the market where Josh's mom is all the time.
I mean, what could I say?
Right.
You know, like, I have gadgets, cameras. I wonder my husband stayed with me for so long. I'm Paula tonight, so
right,
because you never know. I have cameras everywhere.
Right.
Yes.
Oh my god, let's get into it, guys. But it starts off once again at the boba shop. Like, is this a thing now?
That's the spot.
This has to be a thing, right?
I love those twins. They have to be back like in every single episode.
The twins.
Because she was like analyzing the word that Josh used, right?
Right.
They're like, yeah, no.
You're very, 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 very attractive. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And then he comes up and he's like, it's very warm. I think I
there was very much.
I'm very slow. Josh is so slow.
Hey.
Hey now.
I must say.
He's so slow.
No,
I agree.
He's just like caught a deer in the headlights.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
He's laid back, man. He's from West Covina, only 3 hours away from the beach, y'all.
And he's inviting all of his family from like Stockton. He was naming all these California cities. Like they're flying
all these cities, and that's where a lot of people. Daly City, Filipinos. Modesto, Filipinos. Right. Everywhere, Glendale, Filipinos.
Didn't he say Glendale?
Yeah. He actually said Glendale.
I think he said Arleta.
Yes.
We're everywhere.
He was like, I got the fam bam everywhere. Exactly. He's like me. When it comes to Thanksgiving, I'm so juiced. I'm like, I can't wait to eat. We're having rice. We're having gravy.
He's like,
the
honey.
Whole shebang.
Everything.
He's like, honey, I just wanted to sit really close to the turkey. That's why I didn't
because he likes
you.
The skin.
I know.
But I loved it. Like, so, yeah. Once again, Rebecca is back into her ways as, you know, the crazy ex-girlfriend. She's like, but he very, very, very much thinks I'm attractive. But he did mention in the last episode, like, I'm going to stay with Valencia.
Mm-hmm.
Totally just blot that out, obviously.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like he's
I mean,
settling.
If I would hear that for the first time,
settling.
I probably would block the first part out, too. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially like, that was bad.
You're married.
Yeah. That's like you find out your crush likes you.
Yeah.
And
right.
That's all you could really hear is like, you're attractive.
I don't blame
anything
her.
Else you're
I
not going to hear.
Especially for Rebecca Hurst. That's just how her nature is. She
right.
she
oh, yeah.
blocks things out. That's why she's so full of anxiety. Just
exactly.
Yeah.
She focuses on
that. And we see the craziness that might get into her life next episode. I can't wait to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
We saw those previews. But we'll see.
I'm like, I just like drugs.
That's what, yeah, that's I was like, what is going on? The pill on the floor.
Yeah, pill on the floor, and then
the
Dr. Phil.
To the head, Dr.
Phil.
Oh my god!
Yeah, if you guys see the previews, you check it out tonight on YouTube.
Yes, I'm in for a surprise.
Yes, you are. But I want to get back more into Paula because she gets into the office and she's telling Paul this stuff, and she's like, no, he really just. He doesn't love me, or he doesn't like me, or whatever. He just thinks I'm attractive, and I don't want to mess with it because he's going to be with Valencia, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And she talks more about her, like, sad family, like, upbringing for holidays because she has a really broken family, right?
Yeah.
Super sad. It made me sad. I'm like, you got to be with family or even just friends who are family
but
on this holiday.
Her Thanksgiving with her mom is...
Whack.
Oh, we're going to watch the Royal Dog Awards. What kind of Thanksgiving is that? I wonder Rebecca's resulting
pills. Some people have that on because it comes on after the parade.
But she didn't even cook
that
food. Oh, we just, you know, we just watched the award show.
What did she say? We roll some, like, we roll some things up, like, almost like just, like, little, you know, the pinwheels that you get from, like, Costco? I feel like that's all she eats.
It was kind of like the depressing Thanksgiving people episode.
Yeah.
Because Greg, too.
And Paula's.
Oh,
oh
my
gosh.
God, that was so depressing.
Her weird family. What in the world?
He's like,
yeah, dude. He's like,
what's up with your son?
That's why I actually don't blame Paula for wanting to be involved in Rebecca's life so much.
I don't blame her either.
That was her entertainment. Now that I'm realizing it, that was probably
well, everyone's on the phone, but I feel like, come on, Paula. Like, if you can get someone to invite. You know, someone to Thanksgiving that she would never even knew before. You can get your family a little, like, you
more
know.
Lively.
I know.
More yeah.
But she doesn't
maybe
care.
Maybe you
at
should
this
put
point.
Your
no.
energy. She
can give it.
At this point.
She's like, she's like you know what?
This is more entertaining right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But so Paula devises, like, she puts together a plan. Mm-hmm. And she's like, we're going to make this happen. You saw that little smile that she had, that crazy little smile she had at the office, right? I'm like, Paula, dang, okay, what you going to do? And we also learned, this is such a total side note, I don't even know why Rachel put this in, but she ate her twin in the womb.
Yeah.
Like, just like
okay,
his
yeah.
perfect one.
But do you know, though, that my friend told me as we're watching it, you know, that I ate my twin or whatever, and she said that actually this is what she said. She said every birth starts out as two babies, and then one before you know you're pregnant,
we're getting scientific here.
I'm actually
tissue. the other baby, like the tissue.
When the hands go.
I know. Tissue, and then it dissipates. Yeah.
Wow.
So you're saying every person's born with twin?
That's
so we just won.
So I could have a twin right now.
Yeah.
How would that have been?
Thanks, Mom.
But it was
the
your
tissue
fault.
Just sat, yeah, it was your fault. Yeah.
Anyways,
back to the show.
Back to the show. I'm going to wait for the comments on YouTube for that one. Like, okay.
Seriously? I know, right?
Is this
right?
Real or real?
But anyway, so they come up with a plan, and Paula is smart as hell, because Asians, we shop at the Asian market, obviously, and there's a couple in West Covina, but I'm pretty sure she went to the popular one. And what do we find? We find Miss Chen.
And can we talk about the library book story? Oh, we're going to talk about the library book story. Yes. Or, who can do a British accent over here?
The library book story.
Ooh,
oh, is that pretty good?
That's really good.
A good accent.
And the little girl, the library book story.
Right. I was like, okay. Oh, this is like 1950s what? Like,
yeah, right. That was Rebecca's like flashback, right? Or
we started at the improv troupe, and then the lovely people. And then the girl just, like, runs away.
I know. Oh, yeah. That end story was a little nuts.
But meeting the mom, I was excited for Rebecca, actually.
Me too.
Because I was like, yeah, use your Harvard degree and your Yale degree. Like, impress the hell out of Josh's mom, you know?
Right? But Paula just was the one that stepped in and was like, hi, blah, blah. Like, oh, by the way.
Yeah, her family died.
Yale.
She saw her family.
She butted her up, yeah.
Right. If you ever need a publicist... Paula
is your gal.
She will make you look like you're the cleanest, sharpest person on the planet.
Right. Wow. Saw you till the end.
Because she really went in there and she went and she was like, girl. She ain't got no family. Her family died in the alley of Gotham. And
I forgot that part.
You need to adopt this
like
woman for the day.
I love it. And you know, she she was super nice. I don't know if everyone would do this, but she was like, yeah, come out to dinner, right?
Would you?
Right.
Like, I don't think my mom would ever do that.
She didn't like first might. Invite her to Thanksgiving. She was like, oh, come over for dinner sometime. That's when Paula was like, oh, well, yeah, you don't have any plans. That's probably got her
like,
thinking.
Like tomorrow? But tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Did you see her face? But she kind of was like,
but it
I'm
seemed like it was
prepared.
Such a big gathering, so like anyone could have gone.
Right,
you know?
Right. Have you guys ever crashed someone's Thanksgiving dinner before?
Yes. Crash
at
Thanksgiving.
That's a new thing.
It's not the same.
Thanksgiving
as home.
Crashers.
I know people who cop though. Like I'm gonna come to your house and to your house, and I'm gonna go to dinner with my family from my
house.
That's
fun.
That's
kind of cool.
Really fun.
That sounds fun. I'm gonna do that now.
Crashed Filipino parties.
Yeah,
and that I totally did that, and it was amazing. Like they thought I was their family. I mean, they were like treating me as if it was like,
oh, are you? Yeah, your sister,
Rebecca.
But actually, as Emily.
I was like, wait a minute, who are you right now?
We're like Upright Citizens Brigades, like levels like right over here right now. Our improv is like here.
Because I drove a guy who was Filipino when I was driving Uber, and he invited me to all their Filipino functions.
Oh,
and
he
now,
thought you were cute. He was trying to get at it.
That too.
Yeah, and he's like 50, so
it
works out.
Yeah, he was really trying to get at it. Like, dang, okay.
Sugar daddy status.
Yeah.
Like, here's some Victoria's Secret gift cards.
That's like, oh, I'm not even going to say.
Yeah, say it.
Just say it.
Everyone has, I think everyone has an uncle, whatever race it may be. Everyone
Tito.
Has one crazy uncle.
Is that what they call them?
Yeah, Filipinos call them Titos. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's one crazy uncle, there's one crazy aunt in all of our families. You got to admit, it has to be like one.
There is.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I have one too.
Oh, yeah. There's no denying that.
Mm-hmm. Josh's family's very calm.
We think there was, for now.
There wasn't anyone in the family that was like extra crazy.
No.
Everybody was pretty neutral.
I do think his mom is a little crazy though.
Yeah.
We don't see it yet.
Yeah.
But
I could underline.
Yeah. She is underlying, especially when she says, if you're going to sin, then at least to use contraception. Like, she was like,
she's totally said it wrong. What did she say?
She was like,
contra condoms. She was, I think she was trying to say contraceptives. Yeah. Totally didn't come out right. But yeah.
Yeah, she was like eyeing him, you know. She's like laser through you, Valencia.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely had Rebecca's back, though.
She did.
Because she was like,
the whole
yes,
family did.
You're coming over.
Yeah.
And I'm sending a text to my son right now. And
super fast. And look
that was super fast.
That was pretty cool.
And the reply was like crazy fast.
He's like, yeah, I know. Coming to hang with my family. Gonna hang out with my family. Sorry.
He texts exactly how
what
he talks.
What did he say?
Sorry.
Yeah, it's just like that. Up just in here like right now. I love Trine has her voices every week, and it's
does either, she? I'm like missing out on this.
You missed it. Like last week, she did a really good, Rachel.
Oh, no. Did she? Now?
Yeah, I think she's done a Valencia at one point. That's awesome. And today was Josh Chen.
All right, yes. Let's wait for the next one.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta do Greg soon too, because let's talk about Greg and his sad.
Let's talk about Greg.
It's like. I felt for Greg this time. Like, you know, like, he's always been a nice guy, but always been like, damn, dude, just like, what's wrong with you? Like, we never knew the backstory. Sadly, we see that his father is sick, you know, with emphysema. It's, like, a bad case of emphysema.
I like their relationship.
I like the relationship, too.
A lot, yeah.
But you see he wanted to quit the bar because he saved enough money to go to school, which is awesome, you know what I mean? And move out and just kind of live his life. But we see after his dad gets even sicker and even worse, like, he kind of gets stuck. And pigeonholed.
Yes.
Because poor guy wants to quit, wants to go to business school, and now he has to earn, you know, help pay for his dad's sickness. Mm-hmm. And his dad, on top of it, is a smoker, a drinker.
I love his dad, though, because...
It seems like he's been dealing with this before with his dad.
Oh, yeah, this has been a constant thing.
Yeah, it's a constant thing. Yeah. But it seemed like in this episode they kind of tied up any loose ends, maybe, or they started to understand each other a little bit more.
Right. Exactly. And it was weird. I was thinking, you know, if I was a dad, I'd be like... You know, yeah, you have to help me. And he's like, don't help me.
Mm-hmm. He's like, Cassie, aren't you supposed to be hooking up with some girl tonight?
Yeah.
Right.
I love it.
And then poor Greg with his Wes Covina song. Like, he feels like...
That made me sad.
Like, he feels like his dreams are kind of, you know, dwindling away from him now.
It was like, I wanted... Okay, sadly, like, I love this. I loved, like, his energy and everything. I wanted the song to be, like, way bigger. Like,
yes! I feel the same.
I wanted it to turn into, like, an Elton John song. And he's, like, on, the, like, a red piano, like, in the middle of a stage. And he just gets, like, really into it.
That's a good point. Into it, you know? Why do you think they didn't really elongate that, I guess? Because they could have. Maybe was their choice not to.
It was, like, so depressing, the song.
That's what I was talking about. It's, like, it's that already depressing, like, right?
Yeah. I know.
So if it could be epic and depressing, maybe I could,
like... But I love his voice. I really actually do think he's a talented voice.
I always felt like he could play piano for some reason. Yeah. I was like, dude, I bet this guy can jam on this.
Yeah, he has a good... I think he does have a big musical background.
Yeah, he does.
That's what I thought, too. Mm-hmm. So was he on Smash?
I don't know. Was he on Smash?
I said that.
I don't remember.
Oh, there we go. We all look more into Greg. Mm-hmm. But as we saw, we look more into his family, and his dad owned a restaurant back in the day, like a really popular restaurant. And that's where I think Greg gets his, like, business instincts from. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And also what not to do, the cigarettes, the drinking... eating the lard. Like, he knows what not to do already.
Right. I like Greg, and I feel like Rachel and Greg are more compatible than
very
Josh.
Much so.
Oh my gosh.
I think a lot of people think that. They want us to think that.
That's totally true. They totally want
my
us to think that.
My predictions.
I can't wait.
Oh, snap.
My predictions have been on point recently.
They have been. But you know what's crazy is that Josh, he's too blind to see a real woman.
Yeah.
Rebecca.
What the?
Rebecca's a real woman.
Yes.
She is. But you know what? She tried, like you were saying, to piggyback off what you were saying, she definitely is more comfortable with Greg than she is. She's not trying too hard with Greg.
No.
She literally can smell like hot Cheetos and corn chips around Greg.
Exactly.
And he like,
and he went
on the couch with her, like, my a-hole is like,
they had something in common.
They did.
Right? The pillow, is that what you're talking about? Or, sorry.
Oh, no, that too. She had mentioned something about her butt being the open something to something, something I probably shouldn't say on AfterBuzz TV.
She was talking to Paula, but she was talking to Greg when he comes in. Yeah.
But they did have the pillow thing around them.
And, come on, Josh. Like, are you serious? And then Valencia is just going to be, like, all up in, I'm sexy. That's your only card, girl.
Yeah.
Lame.
Rebecca can get sexy, too, though, because that song that you
Let's
heard
Let's talk
in the
about
beginning.
That song.
That song that we heard at the beginning.
Nicki Minaj inspired.
Man, totally. She's
like, and Miley Cyrus.
Your mom and dad is my sons.
What? Yeah, get it,
Nicki Minaj is actually like my favorite rapper. So when I saw her pretty much saying, like, you know, going
the
into
Roman
that whole
lyrics,
rap vibe, I really like that. Like, Rachel's very, very talented.
She's super well versed at everything that she does, from writing to singing to rapping now. I love it. Like her comedy is so on point. I think her comedic timing is so good.
Mm-hmm. It was hilarious. It's like, so good. She had the mom with the grill, the white mink coat. The mom I really would have liked to see her bust out and start, like, it had been a duo, or she starts rapping,
because I'm Twista. Pretty sure. Right. Dude, get it, like, Twista, right. Like, that film would be the best. If she
like, she starts rapping, I would have been shocked. I mean, I was shocked when I saw her with the grill, like, let me borrow your grill. Yeah, Tagala, that would be dope.
If she was then you, like, keep the face straight, like,
If she totally just rapped in Tagalog, I think it would have been even crazier. But we even saw beforehand, Rebecca was trying to learn Tagalog an app or whatever, on like a video thing. When she was cooking, we forgot to mention this, dinuguan. And for all you people who don't know what dinuguan is, it's basically like goat meat cooked in like goat's blood. Ooh. It's like, a lot of people love it. I personally don't like it, but a lot of people do love it. Like, even like people who aren't Filipino love it. And I'm just
kind of
like
liver then.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's to each its own kind of taste type situation, and it's kind of like an acquired taste to people. Wow. But she made it. I give her props because that's hard to make, for one. And then two, she's like mabuhay. She's trying to learn the language.
I know.
And that she's like cute. Really getting into it.
Yeah, she
would make a good girlfriend. Because she's really invested in this. Like, I don't see Valencia over here trying to learn his language. Why isn't Josh?
No. Yeah. She's just like, let me sleep with you.
Right.
It's stupid.
It's,
Josh is like, oh yeah, I like you now again. Mm-hmm. What?
Blind. You're right, Trinae. Blind.
Totally
blind of the situation.
Blind by the good.
Just blinded by his success.
Oh, serious.
Wait, what? Blind, what'd
she
say?
She said it was. We'll just rewind it if you want to hear that.
Exactly.
But yeah, Valencia has the magic P.
Yeah.
Is what Trinae is trying to say.
That's right.
What she did say. I'm sorry. I mean, Valencia has the magic,
And what's going on? Like, why is he so blinded? Like, it's stupid.
Guys can easily get blinded by situations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they actually can. Yes. Most guys are like that.
Dude.
Ooh, this is turning into a craziest girlfriend panel.
Maybe totally, right?
But anyway, so, we see that Rachel does a really good job with impressing his family. Like, the first time she's ever met them, but she's cracking jokes, making her dad almost smile. Getting invited to mass, like all this stuff where it's just like, you check that off the list, like you're totally in, you know what I mean? Like and like clearing out the dishes and like, let me take care of that, blah blah blah. You sit down. Yeah. Like totally like into it and getting it. Valencia feels super threatened, like, I know what you're doing. You need to stop.
I like the way Rebecca handled that situation with Valencia.
Too.
She didn't freak out. She didn't, stutter or anything. She completely just handled it with poise.
She was nice to her and empathetic.
Kill them with kindness, people.
Oh, you're not having a good day? You haven't eaten? I haven't eaten since 1998.
98. Yeah, I'm like, you are a mess. Like,
yeah, I haven't eaten at all, and I'm so hungry. And then she's like, they don't like you. You don't belong here. And then she's like, I don't belong here. Is that right? And then she got the family photo.
And the picture.
Like,
I tweeted that out today. I was like, right in the middle. She's right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
I love that.
Like, yes, she's winning right now. But the food also wins her, too.
Winning.
Josh loved that dish. She didn't know she made it, remember?
I know, exactly.
That was like his favorite.
Yeah, yeah, but then the food ultimately won because she had to run to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. And that way it won.
And what happened when she got to the bathroom? She got cray in the bathroom. Well, she was trying to, and she couldn't because Josh and
Valencia were getting cray.
We're getting cray in the bedroom.
Oh my gosh. And Paula was on the phone.
I want a Paula. You know, someone who invested in me so much. Cool. That's so sweet.
Right.
She's a really good friend. She's
it's like
really
Winnie
good
the Pooh Bear.
She's like, let me get that tea. Yes. What's going on over here?
She's like, can you put the phone closer? Can you FaceTime me? Yeah. Can you FaceTime me?
She's like, it's a little trampoline.
That's right.
She's like,
right. No, Josh was definitely, it was Josh giving at that moment.
Right.
It was definitely a Josh giving moment.
Definitely. Oh, I see.
Get it? Did you get it?
Nino, I can't. That's funny. Dude,
oh my God.
What?
But
it's
this.
Look at
that shit right there.
That was good.
Name is after show Josh giving.
I love that.
Josh giving. Hashtag Josh giving.
Hashtag Josh giving.
Josh giving. I love that.
You
know what's crazy? It went from 0 to 100 real quick. He's like, every time
I was like,
really? Like,
and then it came out real quick too, because when she ran out of the restroom, I'm like, you guys got out the bed real quick and you look amazing. Right? Kid, like, hair all good, nothing, you know what I mean?
I can see her doing
it. Do you have stamina? Yeah. She says like, she has stamina.
I know. I thought that's they were finished.
But she's like, they're still going.
Yeah. Not she done. Goes, what's stamina?
Yeah, well done.
It went like, from, okay. It was...
I can't believe he asked her to move in, though.
No, that point, I was just like, okay,
what
listen.
The stupid.
He's about to ask her to get married. Why?
That's what I
why,
said,
why,
too.
Why?
I thought that, too.
And I was getting a little, like, I was getting nervous. Like, that's not really going to happen. No, please don't let it happen. Obviously, I was like his mom, like, no.
I know, right? Yeah, right. We were all, like, the mom in that situation. Like, we did not want that to happen.
Yeah.
That's right.
That doesn't really happen, like, at, like Filipino parties, though. Like, we don't now go, okay, everyone, I'm going to ask her to move in.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's weird.
It doesn't happen. It just happens when it happens.
but that was probably like the setup. Like, mm-hmm. I've been really wanting to ask you this for a long time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then Valencia gets like cray.
Like,
she's like, oh my gosh, we're going to have a 2-bedroom and it's going to be so nice. Oh, and then I can have my yoga studio upstairs. And he's like...
And the orange tree, the duplex. She was so ready. He was in over his head, like, you messed up, Josh. Like,
you know. Do you think he doubted it, right? He definitely did after.
I don't think he knew that she was going to go that quick with it.
Yeah.
You know?
She's crazy.
He's not ready for that.
Uh-uh. You know, Rebecca handled that situation pretty well. Because if it was me and I saw a guy I like having sex with another girl, I would have probably been, like, trying to hold back tears. But... She was holding back poop.
She was clenching.
Yeah, she had something else to worry about.
She was holding back poop.
She was too busy clenching.
She's like, I'm prairie dogging.
Right, I'm prairie dogging.
She's like, please, please, please.
Have you ever, okay, TMI, but have you guys ever been in a situation like where you're like, I really need to be in the restroom, like right now? Like in traffic on the 101.
Oh my gosh.
When you're just like, boy, it's just not moving at all. And you're just like, oh God.
Or when you're like, driving. Yeah.
Yeah, the sweat comes down right here. Like,
I will get off.
There are situations in public when you really just need to go.
Right.
Oh, God.
It happens.
And then you, like, go in the grocery store, you guys, like, do you guys have a bathroom?
And then going to the number two at somebody's house, that's always uncomfortable.
It's awkward.
Yeah.
You don't want to make sure there's, like, noise.
Febreze spray after, and they get flush.
Or when you're just, like, at someone's house and there's no noise at all. Like, you are...
bathroom secrets, guys.
And there's only one person there, and you just have to be, but you know that they're going to be, like, you able to hear you, you know? And it's like... And you're like, come on.
No.
Like, we all do it. So just
here's
like,
the tip, guys. Whenever that happens to you,
just put the water on or
put the water on or whatever you or put the water on and cough that's at the same time.
Okay.
So when you know it's
so
about to go, you're
time.
Like, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Or like, if it's going to be really loud, put the water on, cough at the same time, and flush at the same time, too.
Flushing at the same time is a good
but
deal.
That's
good
weird.
One.
What if it's not done?
Or like you're flushing twice, like someone's like, why are you flushing like three times in one
day?
And then you're like, oh, it's broken.
I'm just saying, that's my little tip for you guys.
That's
I love it. 101
Right. Life hacks, relationship advice. There we go, okay?
That's the tip of the night, ladies, you know. You know, it's getting close to Thanksgiving.
That's
you're
right.
Going to be at your boo's house. Yes. You may have to use the number two.
There's going
to
be a lot of people in that house.
You know,
so.
You don't want to be prepare. Known as the girlfriend who makes poop noises.
Right.
You
one
don't...
more thing before we move on. Another thing that works, too, is spray the Febreze in the toilet.
Yeah. Mm. What if you just start singing in the bathroom?
It helps.
That's singing. A good point.
You can sing, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like
you might have caught the Holy Ghost or something when you're like,
it's my about to poop off.
It's my about to poop song? Exactly. Rachel would sing. But now let's move on, guys.
Yeah.
All right. So then we see, kind of cuts to Paula's family back and forth into Greg's family. And we see Greg's dad in the hospital, unfortunately. And we see that he has to give up the money to make his dad, to get his dad's payments together for all the extra additional stuff for his emphysema.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes back to his job, and he's like, which he tried to graciously exit, you know what I mean?
What do you think of that Kevin character? He was...
It was funny. I was like, he's like, I know you were going to do this. No,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love
him.
He's
kind of wacko.
I know.
He's like, look at my tongue. I shaved it off.
This is amazing because when I was watching it, I thought he was so cool.
Yeah.
And the girl I'm watching with is like, what is up with him?
He's so strange.
And I was like, I think he's hilarious.
He's strange, but he is, what's it called? Yeah, he knows, though. And he, when
I always thought you were gonna do that,
right? Exactly. Yeah. But he wanted to do like a whole Jerry Maguire type situation and like wanted it to be all crazy, you know what I mean?
Wouldn't that be fun?
It would have been fun, you know what I mean? But we see that a lot of people have done that, and a lot of people have queued in Netflix to do this, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But they always come back. Unfortunately, he had to come back and get his job back, and the first thing he has to do is clean toilets on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So sad,
you know.
And then his song comes in, which we talked about.
Right.
Yeah, super so sad.
Stuck.
Yes. Yeah. But it could, I'm telling you, I think it could have been way more epic. But maybe they just tried to do it subtly.
That's what the girl I was watching it with said, too. Yeah. I mean, she like is a casting director, so she knows like how shows go, you know what I mean? And she was like, why isn't Rachel in this song also, you know, like, why is it just him for so many minutes, is what she said.
Well, I think he definitely needs his spotlight time.
Yeah,
like,
I do too.
But it could have been done, maybe in future episodes, right?
I kind of liked
Rachel
it, though.
Rachel feeding you ideas there, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stage, red piano, him turning to Elton John.
No, that would have
been
some
magic
funny.
Gloves that just come on.
Something.
That would have been funny.
Maybe
they'll save it for a romantic scene between him and Rebecca.
That could happen.
With tequila and tacos.
Tequila. He always has a tequila.
Right?
He's trying to get turned.
Tequila.
He had that Netflix and chill. And he was like, let me bring that tequila and tacos over here.
Exactly.
Because I know a way to a woman's heart is her stomach.
It's through heartburn.
Oh. Yeah, heartburn too.
That's right.
Heartburn. So. And you know, she's so comfortable with him because she was like, my butthole's burning.
There you go, that's what
that.
I was trying to say earlier.
And, she couldn't.
Has like the
super house nasty. She didn't care. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, well, so we see that happen. So, okay, fast forwards everything. She gets back to her house after the whole poopy incident.
Yeah.
And she leaves her brooch on the table, which is still being watched by Paula.
Yes.
And she has a moment with Greg. Yeah, I mean, I said it was going to cool off with her and Josh, and it was going to come back to Greg, and it has. I'm kind of excited about this.
I know.
Ideally, I don't know if I'm Team Josh or if I'm Team Greg yet. What about you guys?
Oh, you don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want Xander to come back.
You want Xander to come back?
Oh, yeah.
The guacamole guy?
Totally. Yeah, what's up? She was like, not even... But then I guess he got a little strange, maybe.
But, you know, if we want to get technical, I would say I'm Team Greg.
You're Team Greg.
Because,
like Greg.
Josh is just a little far removed, especially, you know, Valencia continues to insult Rebecca. Like, she also said, you want to know what I'm most thankful for? Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, somebody that doesn't have your back. Like, I feel like Greg would stand up for Rebecca. Like, if somebody was talking about Rebecca, he would be like, no. Like, you have her back quickly.
Right. What about you?
Definitely Team Greg. I mean, just because... for me, I think it's just so obvious. Not just because... they just have the same intellectual thinking. Yes. Like, they're both very bright and determined. And they have the same emotional connection as well. And it's just good to move on to someone new and not just to keep harboring your past, because Josh is always going to remind her of childhood, and having an ex-girlfriend is, meaning Josh's ex-girlfriend being Valencia, if that ever happens, is just bad in the picture. So
super deep now towards the end of this episode.
Greg is just going to take care of her.
That's right. Okay, what about you, Emily?
Yeah, I would say it's funny because, I think that Rebecca has more fun with Greg, you know? But are there those, you know, guys that you guys have fun with, you know, and you're just, like, not romantically attracted?
That's very true,
you know?
Too.
And but, like, you know, and then you see Josh and you see that, like, I don't know, you just, like, get this feeling and you're like, where the heck is this from? Like, even though I know that you're not smart, like, I mean, brah, you know, and everything like that. But I feel like maybe... Rachel could bring out a side of Josh that maybe, is he deeper? Do you know what I'm saying?
No, he could be deeper. Yeah. Like, and I don't think we touched upon that, like, all the way. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he's very spiritual. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He goes to church. So there could be more layers to Josh than the outside, burrowness.
Like, I hope that there... Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, but,
I feel
to fight for someone that much, it's just,
not worth it.
It's not worth it.
It's tiring. It is tiring. That's why I think I'm sitting in the middle. But you know what? Next episode...
I'm in the middle.
I'm going to have to... we're going to see who comes to Rachel. Besides Paula, we're going to see who comes to Rachel's, you know, like, help with what she's going to be going through next week. So I think that might kind of, like, you know, teeter me towards one or the other.
Who's there for her?
Exactly. I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel like she's like, you know, Greg's so cool, you know. And but then she's still like part of her heart.
It's with Josh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's weird.
Exactly.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, ladies, really, you know, we all have relationship advice for today. Yeah, we all have that guy friend that we feel most comfortable with, and then we have the other guy who's like the chisel guy that we really want to be with. But sometimes, you know, we have to let our old ways and develop new ways and give the guy who actually shows us some sort of interest and shows us commonality a chance.
Because don't forget that love is friendship on fire. You have to have friendship as the core of a relationship, and that's how it builds to love. That's what I deeply think.
And maybe sometimes like the intellect matches the fire, you know?
Totally.
Yeah. And I think that's like happening right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that Rachel is like this fire is just like a.
She's like, getting there. She's finding her way slowly but surely every week. She's getting a little bit better. I'm kind of nervous for what's going to happen next week.
Actually, I was going to say.
Let's get to predictions. I don't know. Yeah. Let's get predictions really quick, because I'm kind of curious to see what you guys think after the previews that we saw. Trini, I know you didn't see the previews, but basically it was a lot of drugs. It was alcohol. There was a bong involved, and
no, I didn't see the previews either.
And Rachel had vodka on her breath. Yep. The neighbor, you.
Oh, are helping yeah, that's what happened to me?
So predictions, please go ahead.
Oh.
Hello.
Now.
I'm going to start
I hate going first. We haven't seen Rebecca's mom yet.
She showed up like once on FaceTime.
Yeah. On FaceTime, but like, I mean, like.
Not a person.
And in the party thing whenever her dad leaves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The old part, but nothing in person.
Right, yeah.
Right, like the interaction. Mm-hmm. I think like she has to. I don't know why she's going to play some role in some.
She's going to fly over.
She's going to fly over and just be like, what is happening? And then that might, I don't know what will happen. Oh, it'll be like a, I don't know, like a showdown or something between her and Paula, because Paula's acting like the mother figure, you know? And maybe like, I think that Greg or Rebecca's going to start to realize her feelings for Greg and start to realize that she actually is starting to fall for him. And that confuses her. And she's probably like going to talk to Paula about it and be like, why is this happening? Blah, blah, blah. It might be a musical from that. And then Josh will definitely follow Rebecca after he sees that Rebecca's lost interest. That's what I have right now.
What about you, Mr. Nathan?
Rebecca is definitely going to be pulled, you know. It's going to be a musical where it's going to have two guys fighting over her.
Ooh.
So it's going to be, she's going to probably get more of an ego, maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
I think she's going to get a bigger ego because now she has like two guys fighting over her. And then also we're going to see a crazy side of Valencia because she kind of like shows like a little tendency of craziness when she's like excited about them moving together. So we're going to see their relationship take another level. And Josh is going to be so scared and he's going to run and knock on Rebecca's door.
Ooh.
And he's going to say, please help me get away from her.
Something maybe like she's going to kill him like Rebecca ate her twin.
Love it. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I definitely think that that the friendship between Rebecca, whenever she's suffering with this like drug problem, is going to take. Maybe Greg is going to be a helper, like kind of how Reese Witherspoon, you know, helped Walking Phoenix and walk the line. And she's going to be like, "Wow, this is true love. Like that's amazing." And I don't know, Dr. Phil.
Yeah, Dr. Phil just magically appears.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Josh, yeah, I think I like what you said about Josh might have to, like, come to Rebecca, you know, for comfort.
After the fact. Yeah, I think it's still going to be a big play back and forth. I think what's really triggering, this is my predictions, what's triggering the alcohol or the drug abuse again is just her childhood. I think something triggers her childhood again, and her dad leaving, and all this like flashback that she's been having that kind of builds up.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of sees it, and then you know how she is. She's like, her face kind of just like is like she thinks about it, and then kind of just shakes it away. I think something's going to build up and she's going to go on a little downward spiral. And I think Josh and Greg are going to both help her. And it's going to be like, like you said, the tug of war type situation. Right. Who's going to help who better?
Right.
You know what I mean? But at the end, I think it's still going to be Paula that's going to be by her side there.
Totally. And
then it's still going to be confusion between.
Interesting.
Two.
I like that.
I'm going to go against her prediction and say that that's not the reason that she is, wants to drink all the time. Because I feel like it's like a heart thing, and it's sorrow after seeing like the man she loves that just said he's very attracted to her. And choose her just because of some fight.
Prediction. This is why I love this part right here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Vince does say that he watches a prediction sometimes and sees what we have to say and like checks things off.
No way. Yeah.
That's what he said when he was here. So Vince, if you're watching, hopefully we got some of them right.
I know, right?
You know what I mean?
Please. There was also one thing in the news. I don't know about it. Just that like the cast and the producers received a key to the city of West Covina, like an official key, because they had like some council meeting today.
And we've been what West Covina thinks about
the situation. So I think this city noticed the show and them, so they gave them some key to the city. So it's on all the actors' Instagrams and Twitters today, if you want to check out some pictures.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. All right, guys. Well, that was an exciting episode this time, and I really... I really can't wait to see what's going to happen during the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So once again, guys, it's your boy, Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanera on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Miss Kanika Lal.
Oh, hello. Yes, you can follow me on Twitter at Kanika Lal, Instagram at You Can Have It Lal, and everywhere else at Kanika Lal.
Trinae Todd.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Your Girl Trinae.
Get in, Emily.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Emily Crodel, like Yodel, but it's just Emily Crodel, K-R-A-U-D-E-L.
There we go.
Oh, wow.
Well, there you guys go. We'll see you next week. Oh, not next week, the week after, because there's no episode next week. Catch you in 2 weeks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.